That's when we get to talk to Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch every Tuesday morning, right about now. How are you, Mayor?
Good morning, Joe. Any April Fool's jokes yesterday?
No, I was checking for kick me signs on my back, but I was clear. So I think the only joke on us is going to be the weather this week.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Yeah.
In other words, yet.
Preparing for water, it looks like, around here, right?
It does appear that way, and plenty of it. So it's what we need.
Any contingency plans put in place yet?
DPW is always all over it. They monitor these storms, and they do the appropriate, arranging of the crews, and whether it's tide gate adjustments or cleaning catch basins. They got a pretty good system, so I don't get as concerned as I used to.
Right. Folks should just be aware of the usual trouble spots when it comes to flooding, I'm sure.
That's correct.
Housetech, yep. Squantum area, yep. So, Mayor, can we talk a little bit about some funding requests for Quincy Center, the new parking garage is planned for the old Ross parking garage location?
Yes, and this goes back many years, Joe. A number of years ago, when we first developed a plan for the downtown, we talked about a number of parking garages to really handle the additional need as we develop the downtown. And, of course, the next couple of projects that we've talked about before the planning board, one is the medical center that is being built by Fox Rock that's going to be run by Beth Israel Milton, and that will require necessary parking for patients and the public to use that facility. And on the other side, the south side of the bridge, Atlantic Development has proposed a number of apartments, a Trader Joe's, a bank, a coffee shop on that side, and that will include a garage to handle that development. But additionally, both garages will be able to handle additional development as it occurs along Hancock Street corridor that would be the frontage, and then the backside would be McConville Way. So some of those facilities would be able to use these garages as well. So, you got the Kilroy, which we did a number of years ago, and then on the north and south side of the bridge, we have these two additional garages. And that should meet the demand of the future development in the downtown. So it's strategic and it's appropriate. I know that we've asked for a certain number, but we are working to try to get state and federal dollars to offset some of those costs. So we're hoping we don't need to borrow that much money, but that is the appropriation request. Much like we do for schools, Joe, we go for the total amount of the cost of the project, but we never borrow that total amount because we get reimbursement from the school building authority of the state. And that's kind of the idea here, that we will be able to get some either reimbursement or direct assistance that's with one of the garages from some state program or federal program.
Yeah, the total request, $157 million. But would revenue from the new development also be put toward that cost?
That's correct, yes. That's been the DIF model, so the District Improvement Financing, as we build out public infrastructure. The new value that comes out of that in the district, we then pledge towards the paying down of the infrastructure. So it's a combination of factors that come into play here. Mm-hmm. We want to keep the momentum. We want to keep the downtown moving. We're seeing what's happening in Boston, and we don't want that to occur here in Quincy.
And would these be owned by the city, these new garages?
Yes, they would.
Okay, and then the city would collect parking revenue from those?
That's the idea, yes.
I see. Yep. Very good. Also curious about the plan to expand the district, the revitalization district, specifically or across Bergen Parkway, basically, to the Star Market, Grossman's Plaza location?
That's correct, yes. It's definitely a natural expansion to the boundary. When we first developed these lines a number of years ago, we anticipated at some point that those would be added. We certainly didn't want to be overwhelming initially in the proposal and the optics of it, but it makes perfect sense. And the hope is, as that site is developed, we can connect that side with the new garage at the Trader Joe's with some kind of a skywalk overpass for pedestrians to connect between the two sides, because the Bergen Parkway is a major thoroughfare, carries a lot of volume of traffic, and you know, the pedestrian crossings there. Two things. One is it's a little more hairy to cross a four-lane road. Number two is every time you hit a pedestrian button there and shutting the traffic down, it has an effect on the traffic flow on that major thoroughfare. So we're looking at that, some type of a crossover for pedestrian use to help avoid the interruption of the traffic, but also the safety of the pedestrian.
Mm-hmm. So does that mean the Star Market and the stores on the other side there would be going away?
No. I mean, the plan for the Grille Grossman site, a lot of people don't know what that is, but that's basically the strip of retail that runs between Burger King and Hannon Parkway. Mm-hmm. That's going to be reimagined. So they're looking at a major development there, but they're going to continue to keep retail there. The Star Market side, there's been no report of any plans there yet, but I got to imagine someday, some point, that will come into play.
Hmm. Okay. So would this be the last phase of the Quincy Center redevelopment project then?
Well, it's certainly, I think in that direction, it's certainly the last phase for the definition of the Ehrman Redevelopment District line, the boundaries.
Okay. To that end, any progress on the Wollaston Urban Redevelopment District?
I believe the planning department has been working with the state on the MEPA request requirement, which is a little bit of a study on how the additional density down there would impact the environment. Mm-hmm. So that's in the process as we speak.
Okay, very good. Mayor, certainly appropriate to ask you to comment on the passing of former Congressman Bill Delahunt earlier this week.
Yeah, Bill Delahunt was really a unique individual, Joe. I've known him practically my whole life. I know my dad and he were friendly and certainly crossed paths in a good way politically over the years. When you look at Bill's service, you know, what five city councilor, became a state representative, was appointed by Dukakis to fill the district attorney seat vacated by George Burke at the time. And then, of course, he ran and was successful running for Congress, the first congressman from Quincy since John Quincy Adams. But what was remarkable about Bill and was his ability to work with people of all backgrounds. It didn't matter whether you were a Democrat, Republican, Independent, whether you were a senior or a young person. In fact, Bill did noted a number of times as one of the top 10 congressmen to work with both sides of the aisle. He had the ability to bring people together on issues. And boy, oh boy, is that something we could use at the national level today. He certainly was a proud Democrat. I'm not suggesting he didn't run as a Democrat. He certainly did. But he understood that, you know, the issues to make a difference in the people of this country, you got to come together and find compromise, find common ground, and get there. So he was a unique guy that made a lot of contributions. I mean, he was a really, when he was a district attorney, he really paved the way on the whole domestic violence issue. That was remarkable. He got national attention at the time, his work and leadership on that. And in Congress, there was a number of issues he worked on. And I know he fought hard against the Iraq War at the time, but he was also very involved in the whole issue of visas and getting people from other nations the ability to get here in a legal way. I know that he adopted a young girl at the time of Asian descent, and there were a number of families that also had adopted a number of children. He paved the way to make that much easier. To make it legal, eliminate some of the bureaucracy, and really unite families in a beautiful way. So, that, I mean, I could go on and on. There was a number of issues that he contributed to that was pretty remarkable. And he was a good friend. He was a good mentor. I mean, he and I would, as you know, Joe, I'm a little bit more conservative, perhaps, and he and I would go at it from time to time in a fun way. I mean, you could really have a good time with him on whether it's on issues or certainly Quincy. I mean, he loved his native city, and he was a member of the board of directors from the Adams Presidential Center and was, you know, working hard with us to get to the point of building a facility. And, you know, I know that we'll miss him in so many different ways, and certainly my heart, my prayers go out to particularly his daughters, Kristen and Kara, his former wife, Katie, and his friend, Julie. Just a remarkable guy. It's the type you don't replace, you know?
Many years ago, visited Washington, D.C., and Congressman took time out of his busy day to give me an in-depth tour of the Capitol, including the underground tunnels that connect all of the different office buildings. It was really really interesting, so I appreciate him for that, for sure.
Yeah, quite a guy, and he'll certainly be missed. And I know he was a mentor to a lot of folks that entered public life, and he really was, again, a remarkable individual that he contributed to his community in a major way. He certainly contributed to the nation. And I think those stories will come out more and more in the coming days on his incredible contributions. So, but again, he was a friend. So tough loss for the city.
Visiting hours this Friday, 2 to 7, at the Church of Presidents, the United First Parish Church. And then 11 o'clock funeral mass Saturday at St. Gregory's over in Dorchester.
That's correct, yep.
Appreciate your time, Mayor. Stay dry out there.
Indeed. You too, Joe.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.